is November, November 9th, and this is the sixth talk in the series of 8-week practice period. And it's great to be here. Feels like it's, I think it's only been 2 weeks, but it feels like it's been forever. I've been very far away from here, I guess. The topic we're taking up tonight is right thinking, which is one of the practices in the Noble Eightfold Path that the Buddha taught as the path to liberate us from suffering, from dukkha, from dissatisfaction. And I like to think of right thinking as also having to do with feeling too, right feeling or emotions, because in Buddhism we always speak about the heart-mind. Sometimes it's spoken about the heart, sometimes it's spoken about the mind. But in Buddhist psychology they say there's 52 mental formations or things that arise in the mind. And of those 52 mental formations, only one of them is what we would consider thought. The rest is what we would consider emotion, like fear or anger or some mental formations. So that clear distinction between thought and feeling or emotion isn't the same in traditional Buddhism as we tend to make it in ourselves, in our culture. But you know, if you look at you know what's coming up in your mind, it can be it's just as likely to be an emotion as a thought, and they're pretty interrelated. They're not too necessarily too distinguished, and we cultivate mindfulness so that we can be aware of what's coming up in our mind, our heart mind, and there's nothing wrong with thought. I know that often when we're sitting in meditation, we feel like, oh, if we're thinking, that's bad. You know, we're not being present, and you know, as soon as we're aware we're thinking, then we're already mindful. And we just simply need to come back and rest in our breathing, our one-pointed focus, our listening, where we dwell in the present moment. We begin to see, as we pay attention, that thoughts can make us happy or thoughts can make us miserable. We can be sitting in a really beautiful place, looking at golden leaves with some sunshine on our back, and our mind can be thinking about something somebody said to us yesterday that really pissed us off, and we're not sure what we should do. Should we call them, or should we just forget it? Maybe we should just let it go. And you know, going back and forth, and we get really angry at the situation again, and I'm going to call that person, and we go back and forth, and all the while we're feeling miserable. But in fact, you know, when we really come back, we see that we're in a beautiful place. Thoughts are just seeds. I spoke about seeds a couple of times in our consciousness. They